Tonight's shir Siman Reishud Aleph, Sif Aleph and Beis. Siman Reishud Aleph Dina Kedima Virchas Aberis, the halacha of precedence when you make brachas on fruits. And the Mishnah Berurah has an introduction to this siman. So let's first look at the introduction before we start the halacha. Hinei, b'pnei shehasiman hazeh rabu mepratov, because this chapter has many details. Akin echdov lo hakdama kitzah, I'm going to write a brief introduction. This is how it goes. Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in brachas mamalef. Hoy lefanav habe minim, if you had in front of him many different varieties. Rabbi Yehuda says, emyesh b'nei min shiva, if among them is one of the seven special species, alav hu mevarech, he should make the bracha on that. V'chamim oyim and chamim say, mevarech aleizim hen shiir, so make a bracha whenever you want. V'yisib b'gemara, the Gemara explains, amar ula, machloikis kishe bir chosein shavos. The machloikis between Yehuda and chachamim is when the brachas are all the same. Kegon zayis v'tapuach, there's an olive and an apple. The olive is from Zion Minim, that the apple is not, and they're both propiates. Rabbi Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva odif. He's got to make the bracha on the seven species, on the olive. V'chachamim, or nechamim, say whatever you want. Chaviv odif, the one that's dear to you, comes first. Aval kishayin b'chosei and shavos, but let's say the brachos are not the same. Kegon sinon, v'zayis, for instance. Let's say it's radish and olive. Ha'adoma and ha'etz. In such a case, you can make whatever bracha you want, either the Adama first or the Ha'etz first. The Berlocha points out that this is not like the Bahag, because the Bahag, it's brought later on, holds Ha'etz always comes before Adama. But not everyone holds like that. So it's going with this concept that Ha'etz and Adama are equals, whatever you want. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Vihine. Yesh deos ba poskim. There are different opinions in the poskim. The rov mehen pasku krib Yehuda. Most follow Yehuda. The min shiva odif, that you go by the Zayin Minim. V'zem asher kasuv b'sifalf, the mechaber writes this in sifalf. V'yesh poskim chachamim, but others go like the chachamim, you go by chaviv. V'zeh das harambam hamuv b'sif beis. That's the shittas harambam, and that's brought in sif beis. V'gam be'ein b'chosei and shavos, and if the brachos are not the same, there's also machlokes. Yesh deos a person. There's a disagreement. Yesh oimim. Some say the kavonas ula's intent. Mashal when he said devehakol mevarach al zeh v'chos mevarach al zeh, that everyone agrees you make one bracha than the other. Hainu, that means the kavon she'ein birchosei and shavo, since they are not the same bracha. Once are eitz, once adama. Vein echad potu chaver. So one bracha doesn't exempt the other. You got to make two brachas. Lo shaychi zel is a klal, so they have nothing to do with each other. V'yuchal levorach techila al tzinon in borei p'yadama, so you could start with the borei p'yadama, the radish. Av shezayis hu min shiva, even if the olive is from the seventh species. V'gam chavolov, and even though you like it better. Because the idea of precedence is if you're making one bracha for several things. But if I have to take two brachas anyway, there's no order. V'yesh omim, others say, the kavanas ula, ula's intent, til divi hakol yochel levarach aleze sheyir tzatechila, that everyone agrees you can make a bracha whenever you want first. Umistama yivarach memele al hachaviv etzlo. So we assume you're going to make the bracha on the one that is dear to you. So you go with the chaviv. The elu shtei adeos niskarim gam kein b'sif alef. Both of these views are also mentioned in Seif Aleph. We also clarify in Sif Aleph and Beis what is called chaviv, what is called deer. So is it the food item that is typically, commonly, the one that I prefer? Or maybe it's the one that I happen to want now. It's the one I desire now. I don't care about my track record. It's right now, which one do I want? So that's a machlokes. Whatever comes first in the pasuk, Eretz Chita Sova Goymer, Hamadaber Shom Yishvach Eretz Yisrael. This is the pasuk that describes the praises of Eretz Yisrael, and it lists the seven species. Whatever comes first in the pasuk, Hu Muktam Lebracha, it should be first in the order of what I make a bracha on. Afilu Hasheni Chavel of Yosef, even if the second one is more dear. Here they're both the same bracha. They're both Birchas and Shavas. They're both Barap Yoetz. The question is, which one gets the bracha? The one that's earlier in the pasuk trumps chaviv. Umikamakam, however, Zayas who koidim legefen. But olives will come before grapes. Mishum de chazinon shechilik akasiv, a kasiv eretz pamshini. Because you see the pasuk divides and writes the word eretz twice. It starts with eretz chitas oira, gefen, so grapes is the third after chitas oira. And then at the end of the pasuk, it repeats eretz zeis shemen devash. So even though in the list, olives are number 6 out of 7. V'nimsa de zayis hu rishon samach le'eretz basur, but zayis is right next to the word eretz. The second eretz has zayis right next to it. V'gefen hu rak shlishi le'eretz kama, whereas gefen, the grape, is third by the first eretz, because chitin sora first. So we go by how close it is to eretz. And memela, zayis comes before grapes, and even Devash, which refers to dates, comes before grapes. So if I have a grape and a date on the table, I should make the bracha on the date, because date is number 2 to the word Eretz, and grape is number 3 to the word Eretz. Borei pri ha'etz, uborei pri ha'adama, koidmin l'shahakol. Borei pri ha'etz or borei pri ha'adama, either one will go ahead of a shahakol, because they are more specific in their bracha than shahakol is more encompassing. Yes, ha'pratim yivar kol bifnim, and all the other details will be clarified inside as we go through the halacha. Sif Aleph, hayu lefanav minei feiros harbe. If you had in front of you a variety of many fruits, in bechaseyin shavos, if they have the identical bracha, v'neish b'nehem min shivin, one of them, among them, is from the 7 special species, makdim min shiva, you should make the bracha on the fruit of the 7 species. Even though you don't like it as much as the other type. But if you don't have any of the 7 species among them, you take the one you like. If they are not the same bracha, even if they are from the 7 species, for instance, radish and olive, you can make the bracha on whatever you want, va'afilu einu chaviv, even if the one you make the bracha on is not your favorite. V'yesh, others say, shegam b'zet tzorech l'haktim ha'chaviv, then in this case you have to go with the one that you prefer. V'nikre chaviv, what's called the one you like, hamin sheragil lios chavilav, the one that you normally like. Afilum ata chavitz min hashen, even though right now I prefer the other one, the one that I usually prefer is the chaviv. All these fruits are in front of him. Now this assumes that he has in mind to eat from all of them. If they're not all in front of him, or he does not intend to eat from some of the varieties, you can't talk about a kedima. Kedima is only when you plan on eating them, and you have to pick the brach on which one. But if one I plan on eating and one I don't, because I don't like it, it's kosher shikha, whatever the reason is, I'm not going to have it. So then that doesn't go into the mix. If there's olives and there are apples, and I'm not eating olives, so then you don't have to make the bracha on the olive. It's only if you plan on eating them that we have this discussion. Sifkan beis, birchoseihem shavos v'yesh b'hem v'chulo. So if they have the same bracha, and among them are the zayimim. For instance, anavim v'tapuchim. There are grapes and there are apples. And you intend to eat both, grapes and apples. So the halacha is, if kan gilam min shiva, you have to make the bracha on the min shiva. What's the limit to say? Shenishtabich Eretz Yisrael, and these are the 7 species that Eretz Yisrael were praised for. Dechsev, like the pasuk says, Eretz chita usa'ar, a land of wheat and barley, v'gefen u'tein of rimon, grapes, figs, and pomegranates, Eretz is a shemen u'devash, a land of olives and dates. Zayis shemen u'devar echad, Zayis shemen is one thing. Zayis she'oisu shemen, the olives that makes oil. U'devash hanu tamarim. Devash refers to dates. She'oisu mehem devash, you can make honey from the date. So kol da'at makdim min shiva. So the min shiva comes first. Va'afilu hu chatzi pri, even if it's cut in half. V'hasha'ar hem shleim, and the rest are whole. Shalem doesn't override zayiminim. Zayiminim comes ahead of Shalom. If they're both within the Shivas Minim, the same type, or Shishneim Einam in Shiva, or they're both not min Shiva, Makdim Hashom, then you go by Shalim. So if I have chopped dates and whole dates, you make a bracha on the whole date. And if I have any other fruit and no min Shiva at all, and you have pieces or whole, you go by the whole. Va'afila machatzi chav of Yosu, even if the cut piece, the half piece, is more dear. Shalim ade, if the din is shalom, comes first. So shalim trumps chaviv, but it doesn't bypass the din of zayin minim. Sifkan hey, afal pi v'chulu, even though the min shiva isn't exactly the one I prefer, it makes no difference. The malis min shiva adif, because the advantage of the zayin minim overrides. Sifkan vav, makdim hechaviv. If there is no zayin minim, and you have a variety of fruits, you go with the chaviv. What is chaviv? Hainu, sheragalios tamid chaviv, of the one that's usually chaviv to him, ukalakame, as we're going to say later on. Sifkan zayin, v'im ein v'chudu. If they're not the same bracha, the kima de ein echad potu chaver, since one does not exempt the other b'vir chaso with this bracha, ein shaykh kan shumala b'akdamaso. There's no advantage of putting one before the other. So whichever one you prefer, go right ahead. You can make a bracha on either one first, even if it's not chaviv. An example of two different brachas is radish and olive. Dafka bezeh, in specifically this case, the birchas had snom b'r p'yadama, because the radish is b'r p'yadama. But if the two different brachas were ha'etz and shahakol, then you for sure make the bracha on the aleph first. That when we say if the brachas are not the same, do whatever you want, that means they're ha'etz and ha'dama. But if it would be ha'etz and shahakol, the etz comes first. There's a disagreement. Yesh Omrim holds that you have to go by chaviv if the brachas are not the same. Svir lu they hold. The gamas is shaykh ma'as ha'gadim levarach almin echad chila. Even if there are different brachas and one isn't patri the other, we still say there's a concept of kadima. El the sfir who but they hold the lo makdaminim b'zayin min shiva. That if there are different brachas, we don't put the zayin minim first. El ha'chaviv lo yosei akdimenu levarach alav lechol techila. Rather, the one that you prefer is the one that comes first, and that's the way you make a bracha and you eat first. Achen, however, if both were equally dear to him, then he'll have to make the bracha on the min shiva first. Look what we're going to write, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Chav Zayin, name of the Vilna Gaon. And we write in the Berlocha, the name Achronim, the Iker ki yesh oimim hazeh. That this yesh oimim is actually the Iker halacha. Shudas rov haposkim, most poskim hold this way. And besides, the first view says, make the bracha whatever you want. So he could choose. So for that matter, do like the second shita and go with the chaviv. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that there's a problem in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if they don't have the same bracha, do whatever you want. Either it's not chaviv. V'yesh omrim, go with the chaviv. Now, the rule is always, if you have a stam followed by a yesh omrim, the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the first view, like the stam. And the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that this is a little odd because the yesh omrim is really the main viewpoint. And if you look at Be'er Locha, he makes it very clear. Be'er Locha, if you turn the page back, it starts with yesh omrim. Shagam bezet tzorech l'hakdim ha'chaviv. Then in this case, of Ein b'chosei and shavos, you go with the chaviv. The fact that the Mechaber wrote this opinion as a yesh omrim, some say, is not an accurate depiction. The Adrar, just the opposite. Deri shona hudas eza yichido e. The first view is a view of a few individuals, a some say, hu harosh, chudushi ravion brachis, efshar perhaps shakamdas mashkin, rashi might hold this way too, ayim bezebetoyis lukin toyis de amas chalavol. Divi Rav Yoh, Shechaluk Medeus Rashi, you see this machloek is what Rashi held. So it's the Rosh, it's Rav Yoh, maybe Rashi. V'deyeshniya, the second view that the Mechaber calls Yesh Omrim, he does Haber Rishon, many Rishonim. Halodas Rav Haigoin, quoted, Hu V'chidush Rashba. Gamdas Harabin Chanano. And the Rif, Kvi Mashemuchet, Dom Divi Ravio, Kvi Under Ravio. Perusham Das, Ulahu de Be'ein, Bechosein Shavos, Kliyamachav Avdif. They learn in the Gemara that if the Brachos are not the same, you make a Brach on the Chafif. Vechein Hugam Kane Das Toisvis, and Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rashba. The Gamluchal Saf is a Das HaRambam, and there's also the Rambam holds this way, and those who hold Mishita Sods, feel Gam Kane the Chav of the Chav goes first. Al the Hemsfield, the Afilish of Chosein Shavos, Gam Chav of. The only thing is, Ram held that even Chav comes ahead when they're the same Bracha. In any event, you have all these Rishonim who are saying you go by the Chaviv. And the Bach says that's the Iker Lamaisa Kadei Azu, it's Rov Poskim and Chimashim from the Goin. So even though the Mechaber writes it as a Yesh Omrim, the Mishnah Berurah and Be'alocha point out, this is not Stam Yesh Omrim. This is really the Iker Halocha. That if they have different brachas, then you go with the Chaviv. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud. Hamin Sheragil V'chul. The definition of Chaviv is the one that normally you prefer. So from the poskim it comes out, this is what you should do. Make the bracha on the one you usually prefer. Taste a little of it. Then eat the one that you want now. Then when you've done that, go back to the one you made the bracha on. Even though right now I prefer a different one, the bracha goes on the one I usually prefer. But if a person did in fact make the bracha on the one that he wants now, he does have who to rely on. The Yesh Poskim, there are authorities, just so who hold, that Chaviv is the one he prefers right now. Siv Beis, well, a Rambam, according to Shita's a Rambam, if one of the species is Chaviv, Bein shebir chosein shavos, bein she'ein shavos. It makes no difference if they have the same bracha or not. Bein sheyesh b'min shiva, bein she'ein b'min shiva. Whether one of them is zayin mean and one of the ones not. Maktim echav lo oz ba'oso shav. He puts the chaviv at that time ahead of everything else. This is a very extreme kind of view. All other considerations are put aside. Whatever you like best, now, is the one you make the bracha. If he doesn't care one over the other, then we say if one of them is a Zayin Minim, make the bracha on that one first. So Mishnah Berurah says, if the Chav comes first, he's arguing on the first view. He holds the Chav, and the Chav always comes first. Even if the bracha is the same, and you have the Zayin Minim, doesn't make a difference. Chav is first. And he argues on this too. In this, he also argues in the first opinion. The Rambam holds that Eino Nikra Chav Mashachav Lov Tamid. Chaviv doesn't mean what you're usually comfortable with, what you usually prefer. It's what you want right now. The Shulchan Aruch sets up the halachas. It's pretty clear to Iker Kedei Rishonah that he doesn't hold it to Rambam. He holds like the other views that Chaviv is the one you usually like. And that we don't deal with Chaviv if you have Bichos and Shavos. Shidas Rov HaPoskim, this is the view of the majority of Poskim. So, given that the majority of Poskim hold that when you have Zayin Minim, Bichos and Shavos, you make the Brach and Zayin Minim, what do you do, Rosh Hashanah night, when you have this Simonim on the table, including pomegranate and dates, and you have an apple? And people make a Brach, a Borei Pi Eitz, and they usually do it on the apple. So the notes point out that it's wrong. If you have pomegranate and date and apple, the way we're learning now, the bracha should be on the date. Now, if you learn like the Rambam and you go by Chaviv, maybe I love the apple. The apple, I eat apples all the time. I don't eat other stuff all the time. So then you make the bracha appearance on the apple. But if you don't like the Rambam, so then why make a bracha on the apple? Make a bracha on the date. So the notes bring that Rosh Hashanah Orbach pointed out that Rabbi Yisrael Zonnefeld was machped on this. And basically said make the Borei Pi Eitz on the date. And if you really want to make the bracha on that apple, because that's what the Zayde and the Elta Zayde did, then just don't bring out the dates of pomegranates till later. Just have in mind whatever fruits will be included, but just have the apple on the table, and then afterwards bring out the other things.